Last time on Paint It Black, we had Comic-Con, so there was no Paint It Black. Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
I love that new theme.
What a lackluster intro without Lou.
No.
He really is the meat and potatoes of the shop.
Huh? Yeah, man. Have a job and shit. You know, got stuff to do. Pajama pants. Man's got a lot of free time on his hands.
So, yeah, we're back.
Yeah, the last one we did was October 2nd, so it's been almost like over 2 weeks, a little bit.
We took a little Comic-Con break.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was awesome.
Definitely.
Oh, in honor of that, we got it. Well, let's do the intros then. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
I'm Lou.
In place of Lou.
Psyche wishes.
We got Dan here, who actually came to Comic-Con.
I did. I was part of the booth. It was fun.
Third year in a row.
Yeah.
Right.
He's Mr. Saturday over there.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Saturday night.
Mr. Saturday night, the main event.
Oh, and Julian's here, too.
Hello.
We got a news girl.
She was not at Comic-Con.
No, not my scene.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I felt the Comic-Con costumes this year were lackluster. I didn't see like any just costumes that really like
bonkers ones.
Dude, I saw a bunch on the internet, and I didn't see one.
Well, you're not
walking past the booth
because you're not hanging out in the cosplay circles.
Is that like in the actual when you walk
in the front?
In the front,
and
very
under,
front,
under
yeah.
it,
and
too.
Yeah, downstairs.
Okay, because usually they would walk the floors and like you know try to take pictures. And now it's just like they buy a ticket. A 3-day ticket to sit in the fucking lobby.
Is that VIP for Comic-Con kids?
Those are the nutso people who like go all out on the costumes. They're the ones who just go to take pictures.
So bad for Groot. He showed up at like 5. Like, you know, he woke up and like Comic-Con starts at 9, but he's like putting it on all fucking day. And he's like, this last hour is going to be so awesome. Everyone's going to love Groot.
I thought we were Groot.
That Groot was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sick Groot.
I don't think there was a guy just made that. That was made by Marvel.
I saw
some tall guy to wear it.
I saw a lot more people going as Baby Groot because I guess the costume was just easier to do than the actual like
with the Groot. Pot around.
Yeah, they had a pot and they had like you know I guess like twig hands or whatever. That was basically the costume.
Actually, mm-hmm. The Guardians costumes were really lackluster.
Yeah, a lot of people. I saw a lot of people try to do Rocket Raccoon. It was just like a lot of fails on that one.
I saw a couple
lady Rocket Raccoons that were looking
because they're like
right.
five. A lot of them like 5 feet tall. You know, so they're like I guess I'm so much shorter.
I saw a really Star-Lord good kid that one. Rocket. Like a little kid dresses Rocket. That one was
That's
good.
Cool. The Star-Lord won the costume contest because he cheated. He busted out his awesome mix and started dancing on stage. It was pretty badass.
Well, that's pretty... I mean, you got to be into the character, not just look like the character.
Yep.
Star-Lord's not that hard to do. Just get that vest, those pants, and that mask, and then you're Star-Lord, basically.
Well, you buy that mask anywhere, right?
No, this guy made it. This guy definitely made
mask.
It.
No, you got Amazon.com, dude. Like we talked about. You get that mask for like $19.
I'm sure you can find it on Etsy.
Some of those were way higher quality than others.
Yeah.
Some of those were Halloween masks. Others were like somebody sculpted that.
What's your favorite booth? Everyone around
the Painted Black booth was great.
Oh, yeah. They were awesome.
Favorite booth. No, well, for real favorite booth. Let's just say that.
Well, there's two. One was because we dissed on them, and one was because their stuff was actually cool. Me and Dan walked by the NES game cartridge flask booth, which was just like.
Yeah, we got that. Thank
right
you.
Away, I was like, dude, I want one of those so bad.
He actually got so psyched up, he bought me one too, so thank you.
No problem. They had like the game, like instead of Duck Hunt, it'd be Drunk Hunt, and they had a picture of the you know the duck getting smashed with the bottle. And
Castle Vodka was one.
Legend
of Drink is the one I got.
Yeah. They were all really cool. I thought it was such a neat idea.
I got it, and then I was like, they're not going to let... It's not like people aren't going to question me bringing in a Nintendo cartridge into like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Just going to hit up a little, you know, right. Duck Hunt.
Don't you have a Nintendo booth in here for me to poke this up with? Come on.
I know.
They put the spout on top instead of on the bottom where you would actually blow into.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would have been nice.
I think aesthetically, that like the little tab that you put the game in, that pulls off and that's where you drink from. Like that's like a perfect place for it. But just the whole fact that at the bottom, I think would be a neat idea. Just because
Yeah.
So, worst booth. What was the worst booth? Because I know you were going into that.
the worst booth.
Didn't he say?
I had two booths.
One that he hated on.
One that we hated on. We walked by this booth that had like Batman smooching on.
Oh, Wolverine. Remember that?
Yeah,
it was just a big tender kiss.
Yeah,
and we're like, dude, what's a kiss for? I thought you bought that
dude's book.
No, because he said, well, you know what? I'm always looking for things that are just different, and he said there's just about a whole parodies of comics. So you know, I don't go to Comic Con to see like you know Batman, Superman, like the shit I can just get anywhere. Like that particular comic was about just parodies of all the comics and the writers.
Yeah, I lived through it at the table.
Yeah, so it was actually kind of cool. Like when I walked up to it, the only thing that really brought me in was Dan pointing out that Batman was smooching on Wolverine.
Dude, it was like a Gone with the Wind. Yeah, smooch.
And Batman had Wolverine like bent over, you know, like smooching.
So we were like, "What's that about?"
The man in the relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think Marvel had a little problem with that because that's like their go-to guy. I mean
he just died. He can't even rebuke.
That's Fox's go-to guy now.
Yeah.
I really feel like all those companies have their legal staff walking around just waiting.
But I don't think anybody hates on it at Comic-Con. No, there's too much copyright infringement.
Good question. If you had to pick the man in that relationship, I mean, Wolverine's a hairy dude. He's a dude who drinks beer, smokes stogies. Batman's waxed. He's got mad money, you know.
That man still radiates power, dude. I think they would have like an epic stare off, like two wolves, you know. And I think Wolverine might flinch.
He'd bust out the big magnet and just like be over with. I'm a millionaire. I'm smart. Screw your stupid anime.
Anyway, out. Pete, what was your favorite booth and least favorite booth? I'm just doing Comic Con because I know we have a light show.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of... when did you start hosting this thing?
But, I don't know. It'll be known as the turnaround, I guess.
I miss it,
A-Squad.
You have a show that
Pete,
you don't
by the way,
do.
We're cleaning house. You're out.
That's where Lou really is.
I think we should do the Live in America game with Germany just an homage to Lou. He's losing Germany right now, like in Deutschland.
Yeah, the land of chocolate. That's why he's there, probably.
Yeah.
I like that that body painting chick booth. That made me stop in my tracks.
I didn't even see that.
There wasn't like they were body painting chicks.
Yeah,
I forget what they were even selling. They just had these just great looking females.
It was there. Just pro bono.
Oh,
yeah. Like, hey, you guys, check it out.
He cleaned that up just for me, didn't he? Just probably. These right, great looking females,
great girls.
There were these bitches. Hey guys,
the ladies were
ladies of the evening. Anyway, that was a sexy booth. I don't know what they were selling.
I don't know what they were selling either.
Worst booth.
That's
a little Japanese booth.
I don't know. There's always those couple booths where you don't know what the hell they're doing. It's like they're selling three tin-plated like etchings of like an old-timey map, and you're like, what are you doing here?
Man? There's a lot of people coming in with old toys when I'm like, everyone has that store in their town that sells this stuff. Like, what? Like, why
it's
do you...
Called, I have one in my town. It's called Amazon.com. And, and it sells everything, man. I don't need to buy the old Ninja Turtle because I can just find it at the local Amazon.com.
I was looking for presents for my friends and stuff like that. And, like, every time I walked into one of those booths, like, an action figure, right, that would normally probably be, like, you know, $15-$20 was, like, $35. I was like, I just refuse to pay that because I'm here. Like,
yeah.
I love a lot of this year, I don't know, I liked all the art. Like, there were so many good artists there. You found
I bought a lot of
cool one with the Sully and Mike Grabowski and the Minions. They were on the opposite sides of the closet door.
Yeah,
I just love that painting.
The girls from Despicable Me were afraid of those two coming through the door, and the Minions were all...
Yeah.
I'll put it up somewhere, maybe.
You don't have this one, probably.
No, I mean for people to see it. Oh. It's hard to describe. I hate describing shit on air.
Yeah,
because visual works
like
so well over radio.
I know.
All I know is that
you can picture that mashup. Though
they should just hire a group of lawyers.
You can Google that mashup.
Yeah,
yeah.
You should just hire these companies at DC, Marvel. Just hire a group of lawyers to go through their the whole.
I'm telling you, they're
there. Throw subpoenas at these artists.
No way, they would kill it. They would kill it.
That would be real good for the culture.
They would kill it.
Like, yo, where's our we don't want our beak, man. Where's our cash?
A lot less video games.
The only
video games this year.
Yeah, there wasn't many video game stuff.
No,
I didn't know the video game tea place was back that we saw last year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the video game T-shirt, and they actually came with a bigger booth. I wish I remember their name, but
it was like Glitch or something like that.
Last year they had the Warcraft finals. They had being a video gamer.
Yeah.
I was watching, but they had that giant Lego. Call of Duty stand that
That's
Pete
right.
and I got those slamming pictures at.
In the entryway, that wasn't there.
He had a big mech. I didn't know what it was for.
I didn't see the mech.
It was like a
oh, the Voltron thing.
No, it was like a mech, like a maybe it's for Call of Duty, the new one that's coming out with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And then
I didn't see that.
A lot of shit with like the Batman stamps. I don't know if you saw that.
Batman stamps.
Yeah. Like, well, it was a huge booth for Batman stamps from the Postal Service.
What, did they just go back to the 50s or something like that?
Apparently, the smog thing was cool.
With his commemorative plates and his stamps.
Pretty much. I was like, this is an unnecessary amount of space at Comic-Con for a stamp.
Yeah. All right, Pete, I'm going to give the reins back to you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but all in all, Comic-Con was cool, man.
Comic-Con was cool.
And I want to thank everyone who came out and said hello. Hopefully, yeah. Some people listening that we met.
Maybe. Hopefully.
I think we as Painted Black as a comic company learned a lot this year, and I think it's going to be a whole gangbusters of comics. I mean, like, just we're gonna be throwing comics spilling out in the fucking street next year.
Yeah, I think we're.
I might even do one.
Yeah,
yeah.
You've been saying that for 3 years.
I know. I don't want to commit, but I think I will.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. Man, that's pretty sweet.
Then do it. I'll believe that when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. All right. So we want to get.
Why don't we get the show proper, and we'll have Jillian do some news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios. Here is the news.
Wow, it's been a really long time.
It's not the same without Lou jitterbugging.
I know. So much has changed, guys. Don't like it. All right, so my first story is a different kind of Florida story.
A positive one?
No, not really.
This guy went to college, got a good job, and just had a really okay life.
What about a guy who could even read?
No, it involves like a caring, active parent. Now, what she's doing, on the other hand, you know, maybe your time be spent elsewhere, like cutting coupons or something. Susan Shriver is fed up. The Fort Myers, Florida mother has started a petition to get Toys R Us to remove Breaking Bad action figures from their shelves.
What a buzzkill.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, lady. Get over it.
Yeah,
that one, if anyone's not familiar, there's that one aisle in Toys R Us that's made for adults. It's a big fucking deal.
Dude, the Breaking Bad action figure, you mean a regular dude with glasses and a fucking...
All the kids running through that, clamoring for the ball.
Selling rock candy, as far as my kids are concerned, who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's not like they have, like, the Meth Lab playset. It's like they have Walter and Jesse.
Wait, right. Do they have a Meth Lab playset?
Dude, Lego made that, actually.
No, that was
the internet.
I think the internet did that.
Okay. Well, the Breaking Bad toys in question is a figure of Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul's characters in hazmat suits. There's also one of Walter White with a gun... And heads up, it's on sale right now for $13.99. But the mother says, kids mimic action figures. If you will, do you want your child in an orange jumpsuit? Now, this is
it's a yellow jumpsuit. I've seen the figure.
Yeah.
It's right there in front of you.
It's right in front of me. Brian's got it. It's adorable. But I know that aisle. I go down that aisle every time I'm in Toys R Us. They got the fucking thing. They got... Also, like, BioShock, they got the splicers.
Where do you know that there's a Toys R Us around here?
Bayshore, Long Island.
Yeah, they close all the Toys R Us near me, man.
Yeah.
Bayshore, Long Island, they got a big adult section.
I think Amazon is murdered.
In the back. No.
Through
the bean room, you walk in.
The one with the black light.
Amazon just murdered Toys R Us, where, like, you go to get an action figure, and they would put, like, one good one in the whole box. Now you just Amazon the good one and just figure
I know.
There's one in Holbrook, too.
It's like a Nightcrawler again, jeez.
But this is officially the dumbest crusade ever.
No, there's worse. You know that. This is middle.
It's up there.
So wait, she doesn't want her son to be a great chemist?
Exactly. I thought this is something to aspire to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand. Is she just totally truthful with her children all the time? Because Lord knows I'll just make
She's
some...
Bored.
Well, no,
this woman is...
This guy's working on a Nobel Prize.
Well, actually, she sounds pretty upfront, except for the fact that she posted on change.org her little petition. She did use an assumed name, Susan Myers. But
Susan Heisenberg.
Gus signed it.
Skylar signed it.
Jesse Pinkman signed it.
She wrote, Toys R Us is well known around the world for their vast selection of toys for children of all ages. However, the decision to sell a Breaking Bad doll complete with detachable sack
it's
of
not
cash.
Not a doll, it's an action figure.
Detachable bag of cash and a bag of meth alongside children's toys is a dangerous deviation from their family-friendly values. That's why I'm calling on Toys R Us to immediately stop selling Breaking Bad doll collection in their stores and on their website.
What about G.I. Joe has, like, straight-up guns, and they, like, fight a terrorist organization?
Realistically, who gives a shit? Because you just go to a Spencer Gifts and buy it. You just go to your mall, go find your
No, this is 2014, homie. It's Amazon.
I'm saying if you need to buy it in person.
Also, I'm over places. 30 years old. I can't be caught in a Spencer's gift anymore.
Who gives a shit? That's the first place that we have.
I just walk in there like, everything in here is so cheesy. My God.
Yo, you want a glow light, man?
Why is everything light?
Get away from me! Well, she did admit, though, the source says she's oddly self-aware and truthful, that I thought the show was great. It was riveting. But these toys have got to go.
She's like walking by the wall, right? Action figure covering her kid's eyes. Like, don't look at it.
I don't. I mean, if it was offensive or something, they have locusts and stuff, which are more scary. My kids wouldn't give two shits if realistically, they walked by Walter White.
Don't stop selling like the My Little Ponies, because that leads to a way more deviant lifestyle.
You guys have referenced two other toy lines that were mentioned in this article that I just didn't want to mention.
I'm all about the chillins.
I remember 15 years ago, Seth MacFarlane, or I'm sorry, not Seth, the other MacFarlane, Todd MacFarlane, had the Tortured thing? Soul
the Tortured
line,
Soul.
Where it was just like foul shit.
The Twisted the Fairy Tales. Ooh, yeah. My daughter would not like that.
Yeah, that is a straight up like crazy. Like this is just a dude with a shaved head and a goatee.
Oh yeah, well, at this point we have a real parent on the show. So anytime if we have to question is this appropriate for children or not, we can just call up Dan.
I'm the guy to figure it out.
The go-to guy, the cool parent.
All right,
are we good?
Well, Toys R Us points out that the toys are labeled clearly that these are for ages 15 and up, and they are a limited series.
Jeffrey, that's what it's called, the 15 and up.
Yeah.
Jeffrey the Giraffe had no comment.
It's located in the adult saying, action figure area.
Shut up. Who cares?
We'll get some Jeffrey bucks.
There's like three of these stores left.
I'll take change, actually. All right, what's next?
Woman gets trapped in man's chimney after six online dates.
Is that like a euphemism or something?
No. That's exactly what I just read.
I think if it was man gets trapped in woman's chimney, it could be led into a little more. Right.
So how'd that happen?
Well, it's a classic tale of boy meets girl, and girl tries to break into boy's house through a chimney after he breaks it off with her.
The old Santa Claus.
Who but, hasn't been there?
I've seen it 100 times.
Oh, Jesus Christ, not another one. Firefighters came to the aid of Genoveva Nunez Figueroa.
Ah,
well, loose family.
I want to get right to that.
Was she wearing sweatpants?
Pac-Man pajama pants and a ripped Ninja Turtle shirt.
Age 28. After she became lodged in the flue of a Thousand Oaks, California home of a man she said she met online. Rescue workers had to tear down the chimney with the jackhammers and oil Nunez Figueroa up with dish soap to get her out.
Was she a heavy girl?
I can't tell.
Do they start from the top and jackhammer it, or they just pop that shit on the side and jackhammer it?
Well, again, I'm sorry, it's not a visual show.
Was her head, like, sticking out the top? Oh, she's in there.
Oh, let me see this.
Oh, wow. She is in there.
It's not a very large chimney, but she isn't a very small girl either.
The chimney skinny in the middle.
Was she like having
problems? Was it Sir Mix-a-Lot made that joint? It's just skinny in the middle. And
was her feet dangling out the
bottom of the fireplace?
This is what she looks like.
That's a before picture.
Well,
she's not covered in soot like when Daffy Duck.
Well, she isn't an orange.
She's doing the eyeliner around the lipstick, which I don't like either.
Well, she's been charged.
I don't care for that at all.
I look good and everything.
Well, if I were her defense attorney, she's being charged with illegal entry. My defense: she entered. She gets sucked in a chimney. Sorry, she didn't enter.
Attempted entry.
Attempted. Knock that back down. Thank you. Some probation. Fine. Thank you. The man who lives there, who asked ABC7 to identify him only as Lawrence, wasn't there at the time. He said he went on a few dates with Nunez Figueroa, then broke things off. She seemed totally cool until the first flag of her showing up on his roof 2 weeks later after he broke it off with her, is what he said. She was on his roof previously.
You take that ladder.
Oh, for real?
Yes. That's his fault. She scattered the location first.
What dating site was this?
He called the cops about the incident, but the woman was never caught until now.
First of all, you have to have that little thing on your chimney to keep the raccoons out anyway. Like, you should definitely have that on.
Yeah, a little stalker cage.
What dating website was it?
Well, they do question that. They never identify it, but the question was it Tinder, Plenty of Fish, World of Warcraft? It's creepy. We're just harmony. Not sure.
Single shingles for singles.
This is what happens when you meet someone off Craigslist.
Yeah.
What the hey date?
My money's on Tinder. Okay, so it gets better. And I'm also going to show how ignorant I am about world cultures on this one.
That's for later, by the way.
Wish granted. Man gets divorced by claiming his wife is possessed by a genie.
We do one of these a week. Wait, what is this, India?
Probably.
Dubai.
Dubai, okay. Everywhere in the Middle East.
They can say whatever the fuck they want.
Last show we did,
I'm getting rid of my bit.
They arrested a goat because they thought a bank robber turned into a goat.
Well,
I didn't catch
that. That guy, if he wanted a bounce, he could just walk in the crowd like fucking Ezio. You've been gone forever.
I just like the illustration they use in this story. That scene from Aladdin when Jasmine's feeding Jafar the apple. It's funny. And racist.
I actually particularly prefer Iago feeding
the Sultan.
The Sultan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you like it, huh?
Have another cracker. The Dubai Sharia court allowed a man to divorce his wife on the grounds that she was possessed by an evil genie. Perturbed when his wife constantly refused to have sex with him, the BBC reports, the man went to her parents for advice.
Is that what genies do? They don't put out? That's what they're known for?
Well, what's considered a sign of being evil apparently in the Middle East?
First, we have to rub them the right way before they're ready to grant wishes, okay?
You stole it right on my tongue.
Do you have Christina Aguilera's hit? By any chance on there?
Of course I have that shit. No.
The couple revealed not only that their daughter was under the control of a spirit known as a djinn, but also that several unsuccessful attempts to exorcise the otherworldly force had been made previously. The husband's lawyer told the court, "The woman and her family cheated my client. They should have been honest and clear about the fact that the wife was possessed by a djinn. He was only told about the djinn after the problem escalated. The woman does not deserve any allowance."
This is ridiculous, and the lawyer should not be allowed to practice anything.
This is a filthy rich country, too.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Well, it's like a genie did it.
Well, the original ruling stated that the woman was entitled to alimony payments equivalent to about $11,000. Which I wonder if it's a month. I assume it's a month. It's Dubai.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Well, an appeals court, however, canceled the payments because the woman had been dishonest about the supernatural presence in her body not allowing her to put out to her husband. A.K.A. this lawyer who you guys say should not be allowed to practice is the world's best lawyer ever. The djinn offense ruled. It won.
Look, this country's stupid.
That is ridiculous.
I couldn't have said it better.
Like Shere Khan was the judge or something like that. Like, what's going on?
Well, although genies might be viewed lightheartedly in some cultures, they tend to be taken seriously in the Arabic cultures.
Stop it. That's ridiculous. No, it's not. That's ridiculous. The
bailiff was like a dude with like one of those crazy swords and a turban.
The Aladdin castle guard. Yeah.
I can't believe this actually happened in Dubai. Like, Dubai. It's Dubai.
What year is this? And what year is it there?
Glory's the great Ali, Ali Ababa.
Did they burn her at the stake or just like an appropriate
punishment
like that?
You do not win $11,000. You do not pass go.
No way, Carver came by and saved her, bro.
Right. They fed her to the Cave of Wonders. Anyway, let's.
Next story.
I got more amended material.
We're going to go through the whole movie.
Man gets caught with 5 wives, 7 fiancés, and 5 girlfriends.
Why would you want that?
That's what I thought.
That's
right. The worst thing that he got from it is the girlfriends complaining why they're not wives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yugumars.
This is another name. Why do I pick these stories? Sunko Tian once joked that Austrians couldn't tell black men apart. He was proven wrong after a little social media research led investigators to his 5 wives, 7 fiancés, and at least 5 girlfriends, none of whom were aware of each other. The 28-year-old, originally from Gambia, was caught in his own web of lies after his pregnant wife did a Facebook search on his last name. She spotted photos of a man who looked just like Dion.
Oh, he used his straight-up last
name. He did not change his name with any of these women. Nothing. Just, hi, I'm Sunko Tian. Or how do you pronounce it?
Very specific last name,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
She spotted photos of a man who looked just like Tian, another woman's profile picture, and he even shared the same name.
Wait, Tom, what country are we in again?
We're in Austria, but he's Gambian.
Okay. I don't know where that is.
It's in Africa.
I imagine it was
from Gambia.
You know that much. That's all you need to know. He's a really black man in Austria.
Is he with all Gambians in Austria? Or
no, like, they're like, white women, Brian. I know this angers you immensely.
I don't give a shit. Like, well, he's stupid then. Like, clearly, he's probably the only Gambian dude out there in Austria.
Seriously. No, actually, Austria does have a nice amount of black people there.
How many Sakos do they have there? Like, what's the guy's name again? Suko?
Sunko Tian.
He's like the one Sunko Tian, probably. Like.
It's probably pronounced Sunko, but whatever.
I bet I could look him up on my Facebook right now.
Do it right now.
That dude right
one,
now.
One hit. One result.
Well, Austrian detectives worked with Tian's wives to uncover links to women across Austria and Africa. Tian has at least 6 children by different women, and his 16 conquests range between the ages of 22 and 44.
Kept illegal. Good for him.
Yeah, and the fact that he went to 44 makes him different from most NFL players.
How the old, fact is, that he how not old being is he? NFL.
What?
How fact, old is he?
He's probably 33.
I don't think it says here. But
I thought
yeah.
you said he was like 20-something.
No, that was the last story.
Black don't crack my
face. Oh, no. Yeah, you got me right. 28 years. He's 28.
28.
Wow, he likes him a little older. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, he doesn't sound like he's very big.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll marry you. I'll
well,
marry
this
you.
Is why.
Every chubby white bitch in Austria.
Well, this is why. Tian reportedly used a woman for lodging and money, pulling them in with a false story about how he escaped violence in war-torn Africa before he would ask for funds.
Side note, he escaped violence in war-torn Africa.
Right.
It's like, I don't know if that's actually a story. He probably did. He even asked a few of them for their jewelry.
Unless Gambia is like the real Zamunda over there. It's like actually awesome. We're trying to find his prince, a princess, I should say.
If the woman questioned him any further, he simply disappeared. Once detectives understood the magnitude of Tian's scheme, they began to fear that he was on the lookout for new victims.
Yeah, but it's not a victim. Where
none like, of this is illegal.
Yeah,
No. If you're in Austria and you're a black man marrying a ton of white women, the cops will go out of their way to stop you.
That's Austria's fault for like consistently making like the marriages happen, though.
Allowing. Like,
don't you have to go through some,
not making,
some type
allowing.
Of paperwork to get married in Austria?
Where are your papers? I think they kind of had to lay off on that kind of shit.
Why? What? Austria?
Yeah, they had a hand in that too.
That's where, like, you know, the Nazis had their home base, but, like, that has nothing to do with marriage. Like, where's your papers to get married? Have you been married before? Like, I'm sure that's, like, one of the top couple questions they ask you when you get married, right?
I would hope so. But well, apparently not.
Dan's been married, obviously. Did they not be like, hey,
they asked for my birth certificate, and that was it.
Right, that,
I think they
didn't look at you and say, oh, you're Aryan, you're cool, move along.
Yeah, but I didn't get married in Germany.
I'm sure they do a little something. They're not just like, whatever, marrying people willy-nilly. Like you're like a...
He probably just started throwing around this accent, you know? Like, we got an African dude at work. He starts throwing... He has a little heavy accent. He's like, I gotta leave because of this. And it's like... All right. I mean,
that
I don't
sounds
know.
Tragic right. and dire.
All right. You
it's an African
leave.
Thing.
I don't know, man.
Which is funny because if a white person has a South African accent, I am turned on yet repulsed at the same
you
time.
Know, it's not so much an accident, or the accent rather. It's the fact like he'll be like, I got to leave because my car, the car place that I like to go to that's cheap is
closing
at
early.
5.
But it sounds tragic because he's speaking in Mumbu Tutu language.
It's not even that. We get off in 3. He could have made it, but I'm like sitting
racist.
There. Yeah, that was good.
I can say it.
Why, are you African? No.
It's not
no,
even
African-Americans and Africans have beef.
It's a cultural difference where I'm like, all right, maybe over in Africa that's a fine excuse?
No,
that's
it
fucking
isn't.
Shitty over here, but you know, all right.
No, it isn't.
Then I have to get back to my 7 wives.
Right.
Exactly. And my 5 fiancés and dozens of girlfriends.
All right, Jill, what's next?
Okay. Well, he got sentenced for bigamy. The end. This is my favorite one.
Just carelessly throw paper on the floor.
Fuck the trees. Couple hospitalized after getting stuck together during ocean sex.
Yeah, I read this one.
Ocean sex.
That happens
sex.
To dogs, too. You put a hose on them, stuck. Stuck.
I never heard of that. Tell the story. Well, on a warm day in the waters of Italy's Porto San... How do you say the word, honey?
Yeah, Brian's a go-to guy.
Word.
Fan.
Giorgio?
Yeah, sounds great. Porto San Giorgio.
Italian accent.
One couple decided to consummate their relationship in the sea. Unfortunately, they couldn't separate after the deed was complete. No matter how much they tried, things got uncomfortable rather quickly from there.
Got that vacuum seal going on?
After the deed was complete.
Yeah, they didn't realize they were stuck together until after he ejaculated.
She got some barnacles in
there. He rolled over and started falling asleep, and then she was just stuck there for a bit.
Not to get too graphic, but, like, there was no pull-out situation going on?
Well, maybe they're married and are trying to have a baby. I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, not to get too personal, but you are.
Were they trying to have a mermaid? Like,
that's how
he's gonna
made.
Pull out and blow load in the ocean.
I don't know.
It's so foul.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh. I just got a visual.
People swim in that ocean, man. Oh. It's blowing loads in it all willy nilly.
Another it's reason why it, I won't swim it's in the ocean.
Did you gotta add a couple more semen in there, bro? Like,
yeah.
That's how mermaids are made. I figured it out. Okay. The couple had formed something of a seal by having sex underwater, and they were suctioned together. They were poorly weighted in the water until a woman with a towel came by, at which point the couple made a run for land.
So like I guess, sideways running together.
Crab walking.
Yeah.
Like Professor Zoidberg.
Hopefully they were of similar heights.
I think they
asked the lady if we can use your towel to explain to the nice Italian lady, I was having sexy sex time with my girlfriend here. Can we borrow your towel?
No.
Right.
I'm baffled by the science.
I don't get it either.
You two should roll around the sound for a while because you're not borrowing my towel.
Well, helpful strangers on shore called a medic who helped transport the pair to a local hospital. Their doctors gave the woman a shot normally used to dilate the cervix, at which point the lover was able to get free.
She gave him a crazy kegel, bro.
Yeah.
A divine kegel?
It's Suzanne Somers and her boyfriend. Just hit that thigh master since the 80s.
A divine kegel, if you will. Or a hellish kegel, actually.
All right, is there anything else?
That's it.
All right, Pete, do you have any stupid people?
Yeah, let's do some stupid people.
All right, here.
Flag and eagle.
Stupid people.
All right, we'll just plow through these pretty quick. There's not much to them, so let's do it real fast. First, I don't know where this is, but a advertising company thought it would be a really good idea to put a giant pair of tits on the side of a truck.
Like the idea,
because you want to kill people?
A big billboard on the side of a truck. Pretty much, they're trying to push the fact that trucks would make great advertising space. So they put a woman squeezing her boobs together, bare boobs. You could see some little nipple. That's why I assume it's not America. That says, they attract. The reason it's so stupid is it caused over 500 car crashes in one day.
Look at them tatas.
What if it was an advertisement for, hey, check your breast for breast cancer, breast cancer awareness month? Would it be as outraged?
I think everyone's aware, though, of breast cancer.
Yes.
I think the awareness stuff is kind of thrown out there too much.
I think we're all aware. Nerd.
I like the League way. Do you watch that show?
Oh, yeah.
Breast awareness.
Breast awareness. Just trying to make
well, this is a great breast awareness.
Asses have had a great ride the past 10 years. We need to bring it back. So, that's pretty much the whole
500
thing.
Accidents in one day.
517 boob-related traffic
Are accidents. They really that interesting, boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
And lesbians?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Unrelated.
I have to admit, they are. I'm straight, and I stare at my own boobs all the time. They are fascinating.
But one quote they got here is one driver said, I was on my way to a business meeting when I saw this truck with a huge photo of breasts on the side go by. Then I was hit by the car behind, who said he was distracted by the truck. I have a feeling this guy probably... Started the pile.
Do you not have any more accents you'd have? You have like a big old dick on the fucking thing. Everyone's like,
people swerving off the road.
Turning into my lane.
It's coming out.
Just put it on the hood of the truck. People are speeding away.
It was like a floppy once when he braked. He'd be like,
like Idiocracy. Yeah. Just like, damn.
I love the fucking demolition cars. Yes.
Right.
Think about those accidents. You know, there's probably about 5% that was caused by just some guy, some degenerate who just saw that and just started jerking it at a stoplight.
He went sex crazy. Like
following the
truck. 5%. I'm saying 5%. At least 5%.
I like to think of, you know what, that's a good point. I like to think about some guy following it, like speed related, like up on the sidewalks. He's like,
I know a friend of the show's brother that definitely would be doing that shit. moving out his iPhone.
Oh, God. Oh, that's extra funny if you know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Stefan.
He's a pervert.
All right, next story. Chicago man, 29-year-old Brian Duffy, was rooting around in some flower pots when police approached him and asked him what he was doing. Because he was, you know, obviously up to nothing, he decided to make a run for it from the cops and attempted to blend in with a passing marathon.
That's actually not bad.
That's great, man.
No, how fat is he?
There was one problem, is that he's not a marathon runner, and he caused, like, a human pileup.
What? How big are we talking?
Let's see. How...
Was he like Earl from Toe Jam and Earl?
He's not that fat. He's not marathon runner fit.
No, yeah, is that why he caused it? Or did he, when he tried to push his way into the middle of it, everyone just went down?
That's pretty much what happened. You tried to shove
plenty of regular people run marathons. You don't have to be.
Yeah, but most of them don't barrel into the middle of one.
Everyone who runs marathons is super douchey about it, though. I know. They're like, oh, I'm going to run a good old 12K this weekend. Let's get the fuck out.
The worst thing about it is hearing about it.
Yeah. Oh, great. You ran for a whole Saturday. Hope you have fun.
Yeah. I know a couple of those people. Then you got to look at their ribbons. It's annoying.
Oh, no, no. Worse
than. What do you think he was doing in those flower pots?
Hiding some drugs.
Trying to find the house key to get into someone's house to get money for drugs.
Hiding the drugs.
That was the drugs.
Trying to find rupees.
Right. I made him way too clever.
He was digging up 10 capsules of MDMA and a wad of bills totaling $531.
MDMA is a drug?
MDMA.
MDMA.
It's like Molly.
Oh, okay.
He was charged with, possession of controlled substance, resisting arrest, reckless conduct for putting marathon runners assault in danger.
Oh, an extra 5 months for putting marathon runners in danger. They criminal are God's gardening. Special creatures.
He is currently held up in the Pottery Barn.
Very nice.
This story I picked now because whoever heard it, like in the past decade, who's heard of this? But a guy was arrested when he brought in a roll of film to be developed because it was loaded with child pornography.
I don't even know where you would bring
horrible human beings.
Now,
to get developed.
What the hell is that?
Oh, right.
Sound CVS, bites. Maybe?
Thank you. That was missing.
Like, you have to go to Rite Aid or CVS. They still have the counters.
Yeah, they do.
To do it.
Now, I call him an evil fuck for the child pornography, but he's a stupid person for not having a cell phone camera.
Well, thank God.
Thank God he's stupid.
Yeah, the good Lord saw fit to make this man stupid.
He's got
to
be old, right?
How'd you know? 65 years old.
He's fucking using film.
Right.
He's been involved in child pornography for how many years then?
Now,
we finally caught him?
Is this actually, like, retro pornography that he has? Or, like, this is, like, brand new? Because, like, he's 60-something years old. He did it on film. He could have been old.
No, because the film disintegrates, like, after, like, 10 years.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's maybe
he could have just found it and been like, oh, you know what? I bet this is from my vacation when I visited my brother in Florida. Let me get this developed.
You know what his excuse was?
What was it?
They were art.
No. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. I'm trusting you, it's not.
Of course it's not.
Not.
Of course not. He disclaimed it was because he's fucking evil fuck.
He needed that, huh? Like, Jesus Christ. That's terrible.
Right.
Well, on to another one. Let's do, I like this one. This ties into, who cares about Breaking Bad figures when this shit happens?
Julian, I'm just going to crap all over your story. Fuck you. Go ahead.
Well, a 4-year-old girl in Delaware, Dan's hometown.
Hi, I'm in Delaware.
That's your hometown?
It's a home state.
Home state.
Really. Oh, your home state. It's a town. I've been through it. It's a town.
The town of
That's
Delaware.
Your hometown?
Did it say what town of Delaware?
Wilmington?
Selbyville.
Shelbyville.
Nope. People only know Wilmington, sorry.
Right next to Springfield.
People only know
their
Wilmington.
Their fire hydrants are yellow.
Where you're allowed to marry your cousins.
We got beet trees.
First 5
Nothing
minutes.
Like a good glass of turnip juice.
It was turnip juice.
Why is it whenever I go to Delaware, the first 5 minutes I see is ammo store, liquor store, ammo store, liquor store?
You know why. Why is it that I know more about Shelbyville, the imaginary sister city of Springfield, than I do in my home state?
Anyway, this woman, Ashley Tull, gave her daughter the wrong backpack Monday for show and tell.
I know about this.
Guess what was in it?
Dildos.
Guns.
No.
Heroin.
Yeah. Damn!
Lots and lots of small bags of heroin.
Everyone take a sample, kids.
Well, that's what happened.
I read about this because the daughter, she said, hand out all that candy, right?
Hand out all the candy.
But what the fuck mom tells her, here's a big bag of candy. Or like, was there a big bag of Smarties at home that she was supposed to hand out?
I guess so. It sounds like a bad sitcom.
Or it sounds like mom was trying to get some more customers, hand out the samples.
Right. Get them hooked on the young. Right.
It's like the cigarette companies. They have it, right?
249 packets of heroin.
Well, how many five-year-olds did it?
None.
A handful.
What?
No, none of them. None. They wouldn't know what to do with it.
I'd be like, shit, just got crazy. You eat it.
None of them ate it. None of them.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Said the five-year-old.
Yeah.
Heroin's one hell of a drug.
All right, that's enough of that. A cop is in trouble after telling the wrong parents that their kid was dead.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Juneau, Alaska. State trooper and local police informed Jay and Karen Priest their 29-year-old son Justin had passed away. But it was the wrong Justin. So now this cop has to go tell the right family. That's kind of a bummer.
But how happy is the other family
anyway?
They decided, the parents grieved, then went to Justin's house to tell his girlfriend, and he answered the door.
You're dead.
Wait, they didn't...
Bang, bang.
I don't understand, though. They didn't just call up the girlfriend?
It's Alaska, my friend.
Okay, let me...
Yeah, which means it's a long drive.
They got on the ham radio.
Smoke signal it up.
Well, no. What if he goes back to that family, like, by the way, I told you your kid was dead? My bad. He's not dead. He's totally alive. How happy would they be? Like, I just gave you the world's worst news, and now I just gave you the world's best news.
But the shitty part... You'd definitely be pissed off with that guy.
The shitty part is, like, the cop has to go to the real family's home. Oh, yeah, remember that Justin Priest you heard was dead on the news? Guess what?
Right.
I think they should take him off the case at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no.
Take him off the job.
The worst situation is, by the way, we found your kid. Justin's okay. He's fine. He's just, like, passed out, blah, blah, blah. Oh, fuck, my bad. He's totally dead. I'm sorry, wrong Justin. Your kid's totally dead. He's not okay.
You go up to the family car, whip off the sticker. You're not going to need this anymore.
Exactly. That's more uncomfortable than the turns out I was wrong, he's alive. The turns out I'm wrong, he's dead is really uncomfortable.
I don't think that happened, though. What? Right?
It would be great if it did, though. Because that's uncomfortable, and I love uncomfortable things. Really
All right, what's up?
This is a non-story. This is the last one I got. This is a non-story, but I recommend people look at the pictures. Because this is... Yeah, I like to throw in, like, a little, like, foreign news. This is out of China. Do you know they don't have toilets? They have what's known as toilet holes.
I would imagine one or two.
But not in your basic home, apparently.
Oh, all right.
No, the rich ones are fine. They had toilets. They're cool.
Well, this woman got stuck in a toilet hole for 4 hours after trying to pull her false teeth out of it.
Oh, her arm was down there?
Oh, dude. Ooh. Anything that drops in the toilet's gone.
Yeah.
Even a toilet hole?
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially
toilet holes. My dentures? Yeah, they're dead.
It's like a porta-john.
I guess we're calling you Gumby now. I mean, no. Oof.
They're communistic over there, right? Just get a new pair of fucking dentures.
Yeah.
You should.
Everybody's got the same ones.
Yeah.
Difference.
Much like Julian's lady in the chimney, they had to lube her up with soapy water, pull her out. She's fine.
Dawn fixes anything. I said, Dawn fixes anything.
The teeth were dead as soon as they fell down. What was she doing with her teeth, like, hanging over the hole, though?
No, I got it.
Look down. You know, after you're done and you're like, I
wonder what came out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You take a peek, you know.
Wow, gaped, fell out. Denture Shore.
It was a big one.
This is a Denture Shore commercial. Should have used Denture Shore.
China is terrible.
Is that what it's called?
Denture Shore.
Got poopy holes over there instead of like real boy bathrooms.
Yeah, there's a point where you just let the teeth go.
And the girl-to-guy ratio is like absurd. It's a sausage fest over there.
Oh, yeah. Kept killing all of them.
Mini weenies.
Actually, I've been saying it for years. We adopted all of your baby girls. I think you want them back now. It's going to cost you.
I was watching a Triumph the Intel Comic Talk this week, and he was making fun of
He's still doing shit, or you were watching some old school?
No, he's still doing stuff.
For this World Cup, Japan was playing the Ivory Coast, and he was at a Japanese bar, and he's like, this marks the largest to smallest penis ratio in the entire World Cup.
Differential. That was the best joke.
That was the biggest celebrity sighting of Comic-Con was the weird wizard dude that Triumph.
Oh
my
god! Oh, what did he
That's
say?
That's why I'm such a kick for Triumph, because I saw the wizard guy that got played in the Star Wars bit he did.
Don't imitate what he said about the comic, the table, the paint black table.
I don't know what he said. I was like, didn't you get played by Triumph?
He was talking to himself like a weirdo, completely dead behind the eyes, unaware that there were people listening to him. They were painted black comics, the darkest void. He's pulling our business cards up. He's like, Brian Katz, the bard, master of song, like bullshit.
But it makes sense. Brian goes, Brian's a writer.
And Brian comes up. He's like, bro, let me take a picture. He's like, verily.
Verily. That's what I was waiting for. He said verily.
He needs to practice his old school speech, because I saw Triumph really play him.
Oh, dude. Triumph killed that dude. All right. Anyway, going on.
That's it for stupid people.
All right. You want to do the hashtag game?
We could hashtag.
Hashtagging it up.
Hashtag. You still love it. You still love it, man. He's so proud. He's so proud of that soundbite.
Well, I remember he came home and said it to me. I'm like, that's He's fantastic. Like,
yo, Jill, hashtag.
He really, like, he woke me up. Jillian, I've been doing soundbites. Hashtag. Oh, that's great, honey.
Oh, I don't put on fake smiles for you. Yeah. I would love to hear about your day.
All right, so let's just do a few of these. Instead of reading them off, we'll just go one by one. So let's do boob advertisement responsible for over 500 car crashes in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's got one, jump right in.
You're in good hands. Sorry.
No, it's not bad.
You're in good hands.
I guess something comes some more clear than dem titties, but
that's all he's got. You said boobs, and that's all he's thinking about now. So he's just thinking dem titties, and he's stuck there. Brian, think of the butt. That'll help you. Think of butts instead.
Hashtag crash titty coot.
What was it?
What was that?
Crash titty coot.
What?
Crash titty. What was that part?
Is that a video game reference?
It's Bandicoot, I think.
Yes.
Crash titty coot.
You couldn't have went with booba coot? Or something?
Crash boob coot. Thank you.
It's still not good.
All right, oh, master of hashtags. Let me hear the great hashtag.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't have one. These stories were lame. I don't know. Hashtag wiggle wiggle screech.
I'm deducting a point from Dan. He insulted my stories.
They were fucked.
Anyway. Brian gets the point.
All right.
I'll give it to Crash Titty Coot or whatever the fuck it was.
I was trying, but give me a
break. A for effort.
Yuck.
Another point deducted by Dan.
You're a negative two, my friend.
All right, let's do Chicago man joins marathon while trying to escape police.
Anybody?
Nothing.
Another point deducted from the...
Hashtag running man.
Movie? Anybody? Julian?
Yeah, nothing.
All right, Brian gets a point.
You got nothing either?
Nah, dude.
this is going to be me.
Damn, it's a funny
ain't about
face.
That life.
It's a one-man show. It's a Brian Katz show.
Hashtag go with the flow.
Parents, police tell parents wrong that their son died. Wrong guy. I don't know how to shorten that. That's a long headline.
Oh, this is the guy. This is the guy who died. That didn't die.
Please dead, but not dead.
Hashtag poor lease.
Poor lease?
Yeah. Like my hashtag right there is poor.
Hashtag Mondays.
Hashtag I ain't drunk, man.
yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. We're doing this on Monday. Hashtag your son is dead a coot.
I erase one of your negative points. Apparently anything with a coot at the end.
Hashtag the old switcheroo.
Hashtag another one bites the dust.
Let's just put a pin in this with this last one. 4-year-old gives gift of heroin to her friends.
Hashtag dare to keep kids off drugs.
Hashtag show but don't tell.
Hashtag Dora the drug dealer.
Oh, wait. I love it.
Right, hashtag dope and tell.
Dope and tell?
Dora the drug dealer. That's so good.
All right, I'll give it to Dan. I do like Dora the drug dealer. Which means we have Brian with 2 points, And we have Dan with negative 1 point and a frowny face.
I'm fine, man.
He almost dug himself out.
I'm fine.
So Brian's got it.
With a bunch of bad hashtags.
Yeah. It's a light episode. Yes. We did this together like an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are we going to play the Living America game, or are we going out to the movies?
Let's do movies. Let's save the Living in America. Oh, okay. So we have a proper
intro and
proper table. Movies. Wait 1 second. Price admission. All right.
Price of admission. G.
All right, what we got this week?
Well, where do you want to start? Because we missed some weeks.
Well, just throw out the big ones then. All
right.
John Wick.
Which, by the way, I noticed something.
John Ick.
I noticed something in that promo.
John Ick.
Has everyone seen the John Wick promo, right?
John Sick.
Let's see. All right, so here's the one.
Check John Dick. Is that what we're doing now? All
right, I just picked out four that just came out that we didn't talk about. John Wick's not till Friday, so we'll talk about that next episode.
I thought it came out like a month ago.
We'll start with this one, Brad Pitt in Fury.
That's
a tank movie.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was Inglourious Basterds, too.
It might as well be.
I mean, it has a bunch of cool actors in it, but how many World War II movies do we need in 2014? It's like the third one this year.
Is it?
We're not done yet. We need more.
Monument Men.
Those who don't remember are doomed to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one is
we
tanks.
Remember. Like,
but what our children remember.
Yeah.
This one's a tank movie, though.
Blown in the Wind.
He commands a Sherman tank.
I don't know, man.
It looks cool. I mean, it's got...
Is it any fact... facts in it? Like, I know he invited like some World War II vets to the premiere.
Yeah, they were
do they remember being
the
90-year-old
there? Guys were really coherent.
Yeah.
Do they remember being at the premiere?
I don't know.
Like Grandpa Simpson.
They're like, oh, I remember that house.
It's like, we were all over the tanks and the Kaiser came through.
I chase that rascal from here to Denmark.
They used to throw silver dollars from the sky. We used to call them silver raindrop. Like,
let me tell you about the time I kicked Hitler's ass.
The year was 19 tickety two. We called it tickety because the Kaiser stole our word for 20.
I mean, it looks kind of cool, but like I'm just kind of down on all the World War II movies. It's just like, how many do you really need at this point?
You know what, man? I could deal with a real kick-ass historical. You know, they're never that great, but like pretty historically accurate World War II, where like Truman's like really sweating bullets that he's got dropped his bomb and stuff. But like these over the top World War II movies,
Band of Brothers is really good.
I can't deal with it.
Well, it's a miniseries, but Band of Brothers were really good.
It was good.
I don't know if this is over the top.
It's just... Brad Pitt is over the top. Brad Pitt.
Maybe him in Inglourious Bastards.
Right.
I think this that's one's a little I'm more...
That's what I'm thinking of.
He's not Lieutenant Aldo Raine.
Buongiorno.
But it's not based on the first dudes to bring over tanks, is it?
No, it's just a tank battalion.
There was tanks
dude, trust
one.
Me, they get
well, here's
wild
the description.
In that movie.
April 1945, Allies make their final push into the European theater. A battle hardened army sergeant named War Daddy commands a show.
Yeah, they get wild
War
in this movie.
War Daddy. Okay, I can already hear the fan fiction being written.
Are they under patent?
He takes a Sherman tank and a 5-man crew on a deadly mission behind enemy lines. That's the movie.
He basically takes one tank to go up against like all the Panzers?
One Sherman tank versus the fucking
yo,
Panzers.
They are the fighting hellfish over there. Yeah. And they're just fucking rolling ass. This is not historically accurate.
We have set a record for most Simpsons references in an episode.
Well, because Grandpa Simpson.
Right.
All right, so...
Should have a little clown horn go off.
Stars Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh!
Yep.
I know it's Jay Bernthal in it.
John Bernthal.
John Bernthal.
Michael Pena.
I like everyone but the LaBeouf.
Nobody likes LaBeouf.
I don't care how many talk show appearances he goes on where he explains away his craziness. It's just, no, you're still a douche. No, all I can't. Right. I can't.
Let's do the Rotten Tomatoes game. Closest to the tomato score without going over.
We don't have the music.
All right. All right. I got to go high. World War II movies always score high, so it's like 82.
82.
Yeah.
Minus 10 points for Shia LaBeouf being in there. 72.
Hell no. Hell no. I'm going to go... One.
Oh, he's getting ready. He's gonna be on.
I got that big scope, son. I got that wide net.
Well, Brian was the closest, but Jillian got it because it's an 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World War II movies always do good. But he's getting ready for this.
Told you, minus 10 points, yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
I'm going to just tell the playback audience that Dan will be on the Price is Right this weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, Saturday.
Seriously?
I'm going to see Price is Right, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like the real thing?
Yeah, Foxwoods.
Are you going to dress up and do the costume and all that shit?
That's not Price is Right.
That's some other shit.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
That's some other
shit. No, they,
yeah.
Bob Barker?
They run down. They're like, ah!
Bob, yeah. The a lot of them got like the I love Drew Carey. It's
no,
Drew
no,
Carey,
no. But back in the day when Bob Barker was hosting, some people would dress up in costume.
I don't think so.
It was weird.
I know what show you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't remember the name, though.
Who cares? Next movie.
Wasn't that show.
All right, we didn't do this one. How about Gone Girl?
Ooh, yay!
I don't even know what that joint's about.
Ben Affleck.
Been hearing a lot about this movie.
Well, Murder I mystery. Can't say anything because Pete actually plans on seeing it, so I can't say anything about it, but oh,
yeah, don't MG. Spoil anything.
Oh, you saw it?
I read the book, bitch.
Oh, all right. The book's never...
The movie never lives up to the book.
Never does justice.
Yeah. Ben Affleck's wife goes missing and some shit goes down. Right.
Jennifer Garner's missing?
That's the That's like the non-spoiler version that
yes.
I got.
Yes, it's clear.
Apparently everything else
well,
in this
no,
movie
well,
is
no, no,
spoiler.
You can you actually be clearly about to like and he's quickly falls under suspicion and that's where the movie takes off. That's what
so she
quite
just
clear
leaves
in the book.
From the house or something.
There's a crime scene.
This okay. shit looks like a Lifetime movie with a budget. I'm out.
No, it's Discovery ID with the budget. No, the book was very well written. So I don't know about the movie.
The cast is Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike.
Who was that?
You'd know her from, like, World's End.
Oh, the girl in the World's End?
Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, all right. You got Neil, MPH.
And first you go up, then you go down. Tyler Perry.
Tyler. Well, I don't know what the role they have him playing. Like, no, that's not the character.
Madea
no,
shows up.
Actually, I'm in. I'm now in. No. Madea's in there.
He's playing something gold.
Hallelujah.
He's playing the defense attorney. Wrong guy to play that guy.
I don't know if his name is Tanner Bolt.
Tanner Bolt is the defense attorney.
Sounds like a flash.
Wrong bone. Guy. Yeah, Tanner Bolt is the. That's
but
not.
But it
Tanner
also
Bolt.
Has the girl who was in that Blurred Lines video.
So, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I know you want it.
All right.
She take a top off?
Hopefully.
Is she playing the detective or the
deal.
Sister?
That's her thing.
Andy Fitzgerald.
Just watched the Blurred Lines video.
That's
on mute.
The,
that's her thing.
Spoilers? I can't. Do you want me?
No.
Okay.
I bet you she's the Gone Girl. She's not even in the movie.
All right. What do you think? What was the start?
85
the deal.
This is a book that was like super crazy. I'm going to have to give it probably at least 75.
75.
One.
This is not working out for you, Dan. Because it's 88. Julian gets another
point. Oh.
Listen to the girl.
You're going home empty on the president.
I can see that shit, man. No way. I'm bringing home a dinette side or a bus. And a jet
no,
ski.
But quick question before we move on. Do you take the showcase showdown or do you pass it on to the next guy?
It depends on what the showcase is, fool.
I thought you don't get to. Oh, yeah, you get to see the first one.
Yeah.
All right, what if it's all right?
I'm telling you, 90% I'm going to pass on that joint. It's always it's, greener, yeah.
If it's an RV set, and no, if it's an RV, you prefer the dinette
you
set,
you get the RV
me.
With the jet skis, right? Like,
I don't know, it's got to be dope, you know?
All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Book of Life, animated.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stop action-y looking movie.
It's claymation. Okay. Day of the Dead, right?
What's happening?
It's oh,
it's
It's no. Very Day of the Dead looking.
Mm-hmm. It's the Nightmare Before Christmas, but done as Day of the Dead. Basically, is what
that
I saw.
That's actually really cool.
Well, two
brought
guys...
to us by not directed by but produced, I guess, by Guillermo del Toro.
Does Tim Burton play any hand in this?
They're fighting nope. over a all right, it's female. Cool. One kills the other, and the other guy's got to get back from the realm of the dead.
That's which is all Madre cool. de
it
Dios. Does.
It looks pretty cool.
Cast is cool. Channing Tatum, Zoe Saldana, Diego Luna.
Who's that?
I don't know, but I like his name.
Diego Luna.
Ice Cube, Ron Perlman, Cheech Marin, Danny Trejo,
cast,
of course.
Right? Yeah, where's Madea in this?
No, you keep joking, but you like those films.
This is an animated. I've seen. I was saying, every ethnic actor ever, and that like you got Trejo, Cheech Marin.
You mean just Mexicans?
No, but
we're
then
just listing Mexicans.
No,
yeah.
We're listing the cast of Machete.
No, yeah, there's also black.
Channing Tatum is the least ethnic person in the United States.
Unless even Aryans are now ethnic.
Is like super white looking black girl.
She's blue or green, my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
I wonder what color she is in this movie.
Orange. It's
bright. She's the main chick. She's
okay. Main chick. I wonder what color she is in this movie. That's very accurate.
All right, what do you think? This is, of course, more of a kid's movie, so keep that in mind.
80.
For whatever reason, I feel this is going to be a flopper. 40.
40?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, Dan.
Let's go 41.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
It was a 77. Julian was close.
Oh, damn. That's
tough. Is this how you play the Price is Right? Yeah.
Still ahead, bitch. Wow. You're like, oh,
do you have the wheel
bad.
Down yet? Do you have the wheel down?
There's no wheel. Oh, the spin to get that dollar? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm thinking the right show. I know what I'm talking about.
You
people show up in costumes.
I feel like we should do like one or two extra movies just
let's do it.
To give him his practice. Mm-hmm. So let's do this one. Dracula Untold.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. Game of Thrones meets Dracula 2000. Just, oh, no.
I actually want to see it. Not in theaters.
I want to see it because I love vampire films, but it's
Eric
not going to be good.
It. He said it was awesome.
He's a very forgiving guy.
It looked pretty cool.
It's Luke Evans who's done nothing cool.
He was in Anonymous. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
I don't know that movie.
It's a great movie. You'd
like
Pete
said.
He's done nothing cool, and that's it. That's the only person. Oh, and
Tywin Lannister. Tywin Lannister is the old man in it.
Old Dracula.
That gives him the voodoo.
All right, so let's.
I mean,
let's see what you think.
I think vampires are going down now. Zombies are selling out, so I'm gonna have to give this 60. Fresh, but on the way down.
I was gonna go 65, and you think maybe I need to go. No, I'll go 65.
70.
You guys all suck. This movie looked terrible. It's a 23.
Ooh. It should have gone to 55. Damn it. Knew it.
Oh, vampires. I know three people who saw it, and everybody said it was pretty dope.
Eric said it was awesome.
I run in weird circles, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust anyone.
Vampire-friendly circle, I see.
Do we want... This one might throw you. This is one that could go either way. The Judge.
I know that.
You know, they keep marketing it two different ways. They market it as like super serious and super funny. It's Robert Downey Jr.
That's why
with Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall is the father who was a judge, very, you know, hardcore, like toeing the line of the law. Even sentenced his own son, Robert Downey Jr., to juvenile detention at some point in his life. Now, Robert Downey Jr. is a super hotshot defense attorney who defends, like, you know, the hyper rich and hyper guilty.
Translation: boring.
Cast Robert Downey Jr., Robert Duvall, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Guess what we're doing for date Yellen night, Norton, honey?
Not that.
Yeah. Oh, it's not that. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl it is.
Damn. You called my bluff. That's not a date movie, by the way, everyone. Gone Girl is not a date movie.
I'll get prepared to see some bat flack. Let's go.
Go on, Pete. Sorry.
Well, he pretty much just gave the most boring rundown of this movie possible, so let's guess.
I gave the most accurate rundown, so it's a boring
movie. I was following along.
I wasn't
was
calling you
I gave
boring.
You an honest.
I was calling you boring. I was just calling the movie boring.
Who was the father?
Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall, Robbie Downey Jr., Vincent D'Onofrio, Billy Bob Thornton.
I think the movie's going
to... Oh, world star caliber actors who actually have acting abilities, honey?
World star!
I'll beat the shit out of you right now. I will take off this oven and I'll beat the shit out of you right now.
Movie's going to suck, but the critics probably like it.
So what do you think?
80.
95.
81. Oh, whoa.
The one pays off. It's a 47.
Damn it.
Oh, it's a 47.
We all lose.
All right.
You said a 1.
I said 81.
He said 81.
Oh, he said 81.
Yeah, I dicked him.
Oh, boo.
Didn't play the field. That. All right. Is that the end of the movies, or we got any more?
We can do one more.
All right, let's go one more.
Let's do this one. Annabelle. Killer Doll.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
I just remembered her.
That was from The Conjuring.
Yes, we saw The Conjuring. That was like the opening sequence that introduced you to the world of demons. Had nothing to do with the main movie. Scared shitless still.
Was this a spinoff of The Conjuring?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a spinoff of The Conjuring.
They had this
the doll that was possessed by a demon.
I'm saying they have this whole bunch of like like basement full of like the shit that they unpossessed.
Oh, look at that. I just looked it up here, and the whole movie description is, before The Conjuring, there was Annabelle.
Yeah.
And Annabelle was this like one doll he had in there that was creepy, and they're going to get to tell the backstory of that shit.
Yeah, because basically, these two people who were real people, or I don't know if they're still alive or with us, they were demonologists and a soothsayer, so to speak, who were married, and the Catholic Church actually used them to investigate things. And whenever they found something creepy, what they did is they took it back into their house that their five-year-old girl lived in and kept it in a secret, safe, locked room.
Translation boring.
No! Why would you put that in your house?
If the doll that's on the poster is the doll, you just burn it. You burn this thing with fire.
I think it's like one of those things that they burn it, then it lets a spirit out.
Then you bury it in cement. Bury it in adamantium. Like Wolverine.
They should have buried all that shit in that basement in adamantium.
By the way, this week we lost Wolverine, man.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Rest in peace, Wolverine.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
He'll be back in Wolverine.
But there's a part of the commercial where, like, I think my house might be, my family might be haunted. You have that creepy doll in your house? Yes, it's most definitely haunted. Get rid of the doll.
Horror movies never get good ratings, man. I'm going to say straight up one and let you guys play the field.
35.
You're gonna get 50.
The one now pays off. Nice. 31.
Yeah?
Yep.
The horror movies never get good ratings, man. Like, I think Paranormal Activity 1 got it. The only one.
I'm sure they're, didn't I mean, the Conjuring, they're all written terribly.
But didn't The Conjuring actually get good visual, ratings?
Like, right, jump. Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's all about fake scares. Like now, like, I always hate the fake scares where it's like...
Something jumps.
Person jumps and it's like, oh, it's their friend. Like, I hate that shit.
No, I felt like The Conjuring actually got good ratings.
That didn't get good ratings. Mm. If it did, it was like in the 50s or something like that.
That's why 35. None of those
possession movies do it for me.
The Final Destination movies, I think, always got pretty good ratings.
No. Holy shit, that does not say a lot.
The first one was good, but then like the multitude of sequels stunk.
No, it's sad. Devin Sawa actually showed a really wide range of acting abilities in that movie.
Of said nobody.
He's constantly scared of losing his job as an actor because no one wants to hire him.
He's all paranoid. Oh, good job. You fall out of the closet, you scratch me, I get tetanus. Good one.
Director came out. He's like, pretend I'm going to replace you in the movie. Oh, God.
I got Leonardo DiCaprio. He's hooked on smack. He needs a comeback. I'll replace you in 2 seconds.
So, yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much all I got.
Yeah.
Let's see what's coming out on DVD. Purge Anarchy. Sex Tape. That sucked. Snowpiercer. That was good. See that?
No.
Snowpiercer was good. That's all I got. All
right.
We'll call it a night.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone who came by the booth at Comic-Con, and thanks for Dan coming by.
Yeah.
And Jillian for coming
back. Yep.
Way to recover.
And you're here a lot more. Yeah. Dan's been here like 3 times.
Lou will be back eventually. Right?
Lou will return in next week's.
unless he
gets caught up in some human centipede now.
I would literally find that hilarious.
That was even better.
If I read the article, I don't even think I'd be horrified.
Lou! You see his pajama pants?
No, I'd be horrified. I'm lying.
That was better than what I was going
to
go.
If he was in the middle, his arms would be too little to touch the ground.
He'd be hanging like Kyle from South Park. It would be awful, but still.
Never go to Germany is the key to that story.
I'm so sorry, Lou.
On that note, let's call it a night.
Yeah.
So from myself and Brian and Dan and Jillian, close the door behind you.